her mouth. She wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited.
There is golf on all of the televisions around me. Golf on SportsCenter. Golf on the golf. Golf on the golf.
Golf on phones.
Just hypothetically speaking,
the best app in the world, the Masters app.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's so good.
What's so good about it?
You can watch every single player's every single shot.
So, are you watching a specific player or are you watching a specific hole?
I'll whip around. Just whoever, you know, you maybe got a couple shekels on some guys. You say, how are they doing? How are they swinging them?
Why do I love the word shekels so much? It's so fun to say.
It also gives you distance from
correct money.
Correct.
Yes. 1,000,000%. That's exactly what I was thinking. It's not money. We're not talking about
shekels.
Money, coin, currency. We're talking about shekels. It's like wooden nickels. They don't.
Uh-huh. Chewy, I think we got two people here that we work with that are trying to rationalize their addictions right now. I think that's what's happening.
I am very lucky that I was not at Potawatomi last night for a weekly wager. I had a whole bunch of stuff in my queue that I was ready to put money on, including Luka Doncic, 30 points over under. We talked about that on Around the Horn. Go up. He had 31 at half.
Yeah.
Okay, last night against the Mavs. So good on him.
I think I gave out 15 master bets.
Really?
Between like top 10s, top 20s, top live player.
Okay, so how many of those do you need to hit in order to feel like it was successful? You're not going to hit on everyone, Obbs.
No, I mean, there's long. So some of the
quitter?
Guys.
Can't some, give up hope. Just the first handful of groups are out there right now,
yeah.
Jen.
Some of the odds you're getting, especially in golf, because it is such an up and down all around type of. You can get really long odds on bets that hit, and that literally takes care of your whole day. Like if you hit an 1,100, which is like, or you hit some guy finishes in the top 10 after a round, a lot of those will be like +300-400. So you hit that and you're good to go. Like it does take some management, but it's more of just like, what if I hit five of these? I'll have my weekend made.
And since we talked at length about how you had the bad bet earlier this week with
the
Bucks,
bad beats,
with the Bucks missing by the hook. Last night you won.
Yes, $400 on 12 that I put in. So,
see, Chew?
You have a problem, Josh?
No, I mean,
you bet every day. That.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
In the famous words of Charles Barkley, Chew, it's only a problem if you lose.
Oh, I thought it was going to be, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning or something like
that. It's only a problem if you lose.
And I nailed that quote, by the way, Josh. Yeah. So batting 1,000 today.
I mean, I gambled $12 yesterday.
Right. And it's what I always say.
It's lunch.
Like, if people can go to Starbucks every day and drop 15 on a mocha frappa, whatever it is, like, I don't mind dropping $10 a day on a bet. Like, so I'm not getting the calories or the caffeine, but I might make some money. It's just my justification. You don't have to take it. You don't have to like it. You don't have to accept it. But that's my justification on making these sports bets. I do want to talk about this. There's an article on ESPN.com. Rob Domofsky wrote it. The headline is LaFleur bringing new ideas to keep Packers offense evolving. You know, on the first glance, good. That's great. The league keeps evolving. And if you're not evolving with it, you're going to be left behind. We always talk about how hard it is to, particularly for quarterbacks, right? They get in the league, they splash. I think of a CJ Stroud. And then all of a sudden the league's like, well, now we got a full season of film on you. We know your tendencies. We know some of the ways that you like to manage the offense. And we're going to try to stop those things. And they make it a little bit harder. So you got to evolve. You got to get better. So Matt LaFleur is talking about how there have been coaching changes in the building and how hopefully the new blood will bring new ideas. I agree with that completely. But here's where I went, The final paragraph of the article by Rob Domofsky, again, available on ESPN.com, says, LaFleur relied more heavily on the run game last season after the addition of free agent running back Josh Jacobs, who rushed for 1,300 yards and helped the Packers to their highest ranking in rushing offense, fifth since 2003. And here's the quote that jumped out to me. Brian Gutekunst said, I think we need to be the kind of football team that can do what we need to do whenever we want, whether that's running the ball, throwing the ball. It wasn't something where we said, hey, we want to be a run first team. And my reaction to that, guys, was, oh, Brian Gutekunst was not thrilled with the passing game last year. Because he's saying, we want to be the type of team that can do whatever we want, whenever we want it. And yet the numbers show it was lopsided towards the running game. So, Gabe, the way I read that statement was, the passing game wasn't good enough last year. We relied on the running game because we had to, not because we wanted to. Fair or unfair?
Well, I mean, if that's the way he feels, he had a funny way of showing it this offseason. Not doing anything to try and improve that pass game. Because Aaron Banks, the guy they got to play guard, more known for his run blocking than he is his pass blocking. So you could argue that he did absolutely nothing so far this offseason to try and help that and upgrade the passing offense.
But is his philosophy wrong? Because you heard Jason talking earlier about Randall Cobb and Devontae and probably Jordy to some extent, where they developed those players, right? They developed them, and then they turned into hell of a players. Goody's philosophy is throw them right in the fire. Well, Goody hasn't developed anybody. His philosophy hasn't. Okay, name off the second and third round picks that Goody has taken for receivers that have never developed. And that's the way it's trending right now. It's just, I think philosophically, he's just wrong. You have to give these guys time. You can't throw them into the fire because they have to learn. This is a different game in college. It's not as different as when I played. But maybe some of these guys just need to ease into it and follow the paths of Randall Cobb and Devontae and Jordy, where they start out slow and then all of a sudden figure it out and then boom. Right?
Yeah, Yes, I think everybody wants to be that type of team. Then with Brian Gutekunst, I always feel like we have to look at his actions more than his words, because his words have only, you know, again, a lot of times ring hollow. His actions didn't do anything to improve the passing game so far this offseason. He's only got one more avenue and try to improve it, and that is through the draft.
And all I'm saying is, when he said these comments, what it was to me was telling on himself. It was saying, we want to be the type of team that can run the ball when we want to run the ball and pass the ball when we want to pass the ball. But if you look at the numbers that we just rattled off, they ran the ball more than they threw the ball. To me, that is, he either wanted them to be throwing the ball more, or he felt like the passing game, and maybe this is a Matt LaFleur thing, wasn't good enough to be doing it more 50-50. Chew, haven't you been on the bandwagon of Matt LaFleur wants to be more heavily involved, have them rely on the pass more, but maybe they didn't have the horses to do that? Maybe Jordan Love isn't as good as, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'm trying to see, like it feels to me that statement, and I don't think it was meant to tattle on the team, I don't think it was meant to be like a huge revelation, but when you compare the running numbers with what he just said, which is, we want to be able to do what we want to do, we want to run the ball when we want to run, and we want to throw the ball when we want to throw, but you didn't. You relied more heavily on the run game.
Because he couldn't. I like a 60-40 split, and some of those numbers are skewed because I think sacks go towards runs. Obviously, a quarterback leaving the pocket goes towards runs, so they're skewed a little bit. But I don't know. I just think, who is the best receiver he's drafted in his
Christian
tenure?
Watson.
That's the best.
Who has been mired with injuries, unfortunately.
That's the best.
Right? I guess if you... maybe Jaden Reed, I guess, if you want to make the case for Reed, because he did lead the team in receptions and yards the last two seasons. But it's Watson or Reed. It's one of those two, because the other receivers that he's drafted include Amari Rodgers, which...
But just
don't need to dive into that.
Jamon Moore,
Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and Equanimeous St. Brown.
Compare that to Ted, who had some hell of a picks, and then compare that to Ron, who had some very good picks. It's just like, I'm not big on throwing a guy right into the fire, especially if he doesn't draft receivers in the first round. Some of these guys need time to develop.
Well, that's why Gabe always says you have to backfill. There has to be a conveyor belt of talent.
The problem, Jen, the problem with going so heavy a run, right, is when you hit the playoffs and you're going, say you got four games to win it all with the Super Bowl. With a run game like that, you can beat one of those teams, maybe one of those teams. But another one, they're going to be shootouts where if you don't have the horses at the receiver position and your defense is far inferior to your offense, you're not going to win. You're not going to win. You know, we won in 96, and we were good through the middle of the 90s because our defense was unbelievable. And Holmgren could be like, eh, let's run a flea flicker here. Who cares if they pick it off? Our defense will stop them. That is such a luxury to have. You know, they don't have that luxury. They don't. And I'd rather have no running game and stud receivers because then you always got a chance. You know, if your strength is the running game and you're down by 14, what are you going to do? Continue to run the ball?
So
you're not going to win.
I want to be very careful how I deliver this because I don't want it to be more than what I want it to be. But I think, based on this statement, that there is some criticism there from Brian Gutekunst to Jordan Love. And I don't think he would do it outwardly. I don't think he would do it overtly because it's his guy. He moved up to grab him. He moved on from Rodgers to bring this guy in. But the information about the run game and how heavily they relied on it this season and his statement about, I think we need to be the kind of football team that can do what we need to do whenever we want to do it, whether that's running the ball or throwing the ball, is an indictment of the passing game. And you can't have a criticism of the passing game without looping Jordan Love in there. Now, you can make all of the excuses. You can say that those wide receivers drop passes. You can say that Jordan was injured at times. But I still think Brian Gutekunst is saying it wasn't good enough. I think he's saying it wasn't where we need it to be. And so then what is the next step? The next step is, Brian, how do you use that sense of urgency that you have preached and
that
go
wasn't
out
for him,
and make it better?
That wasn't for him. That was just for the rest of the team. Everyone else. That didn't apply to him.
Yeah. I think just LaFleur was caught off guard. You know, you ever hear a coach say, I abandoned the pass. I abandoned the pass. I'm sorry. I abandoned the pass. No, it's always I abandoned the run.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm rooting to hear that this year, Chew. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear a coach at one point go, damn it, we abandoned the pass today. Can't believe I did that.
I think he's just got to figure it out and like, okay, you know, we want to run the ball, but with running the ball, our play action game has to be so much better, which includes Tucker Kraft and your receivers. I think LaFleur got kind of caught in the middle of the season like, God, our passing game is not very good, but our running game is really good, and that's how we're going to win games until we run into horses. Until we run into Detroit, until we run into Minnesota, until we run into Philadelphia, where it's going to be a game in the high 20s and 30s. You know?
I got tons of reaction rolling in here. Let me whip through a little bit before we get to top 8 at 8. Justin says, this dude is a joke. Maybe you should have called Devontae Adams then. They had to be thrown into the fire because he took one receiver total for 3 straight drafts, and it was a miss in Amari Rodgers. Like Gabe said, watch what he does. Don't listen to his words. Ryan from Iguanago says, I'm not sure the quarterback is holding up his end of the passing game donkey. Do not let him off the hook. Chef Ed says, if Goody is disappointed in the passing game, then why didn't he draft better? And then it says, stud receivers are only as good as the quarterback getting them the ball at the right time and the right place. And that from Ryan and Iguanago again. Well, lots of folks weighing in, though, saying the passing game wasn't good enough. And if that is the case, guys, that's on Brian Gutekunst, too. You can't just blame Jordan Love, though you can. He certainly can be a part of the pie chart of blame. You can blame Matt LaFleur, pie chart of blame. But Brian Gutekunst not giving them the weapons in order to be better so that they can throw the ball whenever they want. There needs to be an accountability there.
Let me just say this, Jen, because I just looked at the list and ESPN came out with the top 55 receivers in going into this season, right? The first Packer, the only Packer, was Jaden Reed at 45. Devontae was 14.
Oof.
So people still think highly of Davante Adams.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And he didn't even pick up the phone, so I don't know what to tell you. $23 million doesn't sound that bad for Davante Adams.
I do think you're saying a lot by just letting your thoughts sort of
Yeah.
Rift off. Hey, we've got Top 8 Today coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue for any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Mentality can help you feel and perform at your very best. Look, maybe you're dealing with low testosterone and don't even know it. Tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself. Those could be signs of low testosterone. That's what happened with me. Kind of ignored it for a while, didn't think it was anything. Went out to Mentality, went through their process, found out I do have low testosterone, and now I'm on a customized testosterone treatment plan to get those levels where they need to be so I can feel just like myself again. You have that energy to attack your day. It's easy with Mentality. Just go to their website, lowtusa.com. Think about all you could do if you had that energy just to be able to attack your day, get through your day. Again, I could not recommend this enough. If you're kind of feeling, again, that tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself, could be low testosterone. Find out if it is with Mentality. LowTUSA.com is the website. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments. LowTUSA.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Gabe, it'll change your life. Any barbecue you ate for the rest of your life will be measured against Bucky.
On 94.5 ESPN.
From the biggest plays on the court to the comments made in the locker room, an in-depth recap of every Bucks game in just 6 minutes, no more, no less. It's Bucks in Six. It's on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. And if you missed any of the game or just want to relive the biggest moments, Bucks in Six provides game recaps every morning after. You can hear the high-flying dunks from Giannis or the deep threes from Dame. Well, not right now from Dame, but hopefully Dame will be back on the court very soon. Bucks in Six is on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. Find it on Bucks.com/plus or on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pine.
Huh? One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The Top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The Top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The Top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Oh my God, show me chicken.
I wonder if we can just happen.
finish
it was very
open.
Abrupt.
Yeah, that stopped working on me. All right, just
ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. All right, Gabe, what do we got?
List of eight things in front of me. You and Chew guess back and forth. Once you each get one incorrect, you are eliminated. We open it up to the fans, 800-990-3776 on that Carbless Talk and Text line. Whoever gets the last one on the list wins an ESPN Milwaukee prize pack. I am looking for the last eight Packers players who have been named to a first or second team All-Pro, but have also been drafted by the Green Bay Packers.
Ooh, why do I feel like we were discussing this briefly this morning on the production call?
Yeah, we were. Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, Chewy, you were asking, we were talking again about Brian Gutekunst's draft success, and you were talking about how there was an article, you know what, asking you to recap an article.
Bill Huber.
It was the one that you mentioned to Jason, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Sports Illustrated, Bill Huber.
And it said they were the worst. They ranked worst. Was that what it was?
Over the last 10 years.
Yeah, not good. You want to start it?
No, I do not. You start it.
Go Elton.
He's never been an All-Pro.
I thought he was this last year, second team.
Nope.
I don't like you.
there's a lot of layups on here, and so, you decided to go...
Well, because I was all prepared. for a master's list, and all of a sudden you pivot and go to this.
this well, Aaron Rodgers has got to be on the list.
Aaron Rodgers, yes, Jen. Aaron Rodgers is on the list. He was last All-Pro in 2021. He is number two on the list.
So just so we're clear, the stipulations, again, were drafted when?
Drafted by the Packers. That's it.
So it could be, as long as he was drafted, I didn't know if it was first round, second round, third round. No.
Just have to be first or second team All-Pro drafted by the Packers. The last eight of those. Well, now seven, because Jen got...
Chew, you got one?
I'll give you a mulligan. In honor of the Masters, Chew, I'll give you a mulligan.
There you go. Thanks,
buddy. Okay.
D-Bach. Dang it, that's what I was going to say.
David Bakhtiari, last All-Pro in 2020. He is number five on the list.
Ooh, five on the list. Huh. Wait, five based on time or five based on frequency of All-Pro?
Five based on time.
Devontae?
Devontae, last All-Pro in 2021. He's number three on the list.
Jer.
He is number one on the list. Second team All-Pro, most recently in 2022.
I did not remember that. So five on the list was David Bakhtiari. Mm-hmm. You said Devontae was where?
Devontae was three, last All-Pro in 2021.
Shoot.
I think you got to go back a little bit.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
But how far back? Are we talking Super Bowl back?
Yeah.
Like, was Clay Matthews an All-Pro? Is that too far back, yeah. Chew?
That might be a little too far back. D-line? I don't know if he ever was. He may have. You know what I'm talking about?
Drafted by the Packers, All-Pro D-line?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I need an answer from someone.
Stop being so bossy.
You're very bossy.
Go safety. Safety?
Nick Collins?
Yeah.
That's old. That's so old. They're old.
But they haven't, based on Huber's list, there hasn't been a lot of them. Especially under Goody.
I don't know. Clay Matthews, it feels old.
Clay Matthews is old. He was first team All-Pro back in 2012, but that is outside the top eight.
What the hell? Jordy?
Jordy Nelson, number eight on the list.
So that's the back end.
He was last All-Pro in 2014.
All right, I'm good. You can open it up, Gabe. I'm in a good mood.
You just quit?
End on a high note. Showmanship, Jen.
All right, Costanza.
800-990-3776. The last eight first or second team All-Pros by the Packers that were drafted by the Packers have the first five on the list. Jair Alexander, Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams. Or excuse me, don't have number four, but number five is David Bakhtiari, and the number eight is Jordy Nelson. So Jen and Chu knocked out five of the eight. We just need the fans to knock out the final three, which admittedly are the toughest of the three.
800-990-3776, that's our Carbless talk and text line. Let's go out to the line where Dumpy in West Bend is waiting patiently to answer. Good morning, Dumpy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going well, Dump. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Can you reset the list for me?
So quickly, Jair Alexander's one, Aaron Rodgers is two, Devontae three, do not have four, Bakhtiari five, Jordy Nelson eight.
Devondre Campbell?
He was not drafted by the Packers.
Well, that's a good guess.
Have to be drafted by the... Yeah, right? He was an All-Pro, but he was not drafted by the Green Bay Packers, so that is incorrect.
800-990-3776. Let's go out to Dave in Edgerton. Dave, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
How about Aaron Jones?
Aaron Jones was never an All-Pro for the Green Bay Packers. Made a Pro Bowl or two, but never an All-Pro.
Let's go out to Jake in West Bend. Jake, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
When I called in, did anybody get any in addition since the 5?
Nobody has gotten anything since the original 5 guessed by Jen and Chew.
Well, we're going to go Corey Linsley.
Corey Linsley was first team All-Pro in 2020 for the Green Bay Packers. He is number 4 on the list.
And I'm going to stick with the offensive line and go with Sitton.
Josh Sitton was second team All-Pro in 2015. He's number seven on the list.
Okay. So I got one more?
You got one more.
The jersey I got that I regret to get maybe when he was a sophomore season.
Clinton Dix was second team All-Pro in 2016.
Oh, good call, though.
Jake in West Bend, congratulations. You're our big winner this morning on Top 8 at 8. I did see a lot of love for Keyshawn Nixon showing up on the old carbless talk and text line, but Gabe...
He was not drafted by the Green Bay Packers.
Correct.
Because they, again, most of the All-Pros the Packers have had recently, Xavier McKinney, two for Keyshawn Nixon, Devondre Campbell, Za'Darius Smith, all not drafted by the Packers. And in fact, only one of these players was drafted by Goody. His first pick is the only All-Pro he has ever drafted in Jair Alexander.
Wow. Hence the article.
That's exactly what I was just going to say, is that the article was that the Packers, a study concludes that the Packers have had the worst drafts over the last decade. And
it's not good if you're drafting develop a team, right? Seems bad.
Not so much.
I always thought they wanted to be a draft and develop team.
Well, yeah, but if you're ranking last.
Oh, you're saying it's bad for a draft and develop team to be
and
last.
There hasn't been a lot of develop.
Been a lot of draft.
Just throw them right into the fire.
Been a lot of draft.
Why is Goody thought of as more favorably than Ted? I don't get that.
He's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
The people I talk to tell me yes, which isn't a lot. It's about three.
Well, yeah, and two of
much
them
like
are...
Much like the Uber rating, it's a small sample size.
Two of them are Uber drivers. So. Uber, yeah.
I thought it's just the devil and angel on his shoulders that he's talking to. I don't know if anybody's ever said that to me.
That Goody's a better GM than Ted?
Yeah, no.
Mm. I mean, under Goody, the Packers have had success, right? They've been able to win a lot of regular season games, just haven't had that ultimate success.
Yeah.
Just in case you were curious, as we recap this article that says that the Packers have had the worst drafts over the last 10 years, what are they basing that on, you might ask? Well, something that Gabe just referenced, first and second team All-Pros, Pro Bowlers, all rookie selections, Super Bowl winners drafted, and end of season awards, which of course include MVP, Super Bowl MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year, Defensive Rookie of the Year, and Comeback Player of the Year. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Roll on right after this. Stick around.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm telling you, don't doubt his story, because he heebie-jeebies at certain times to miss field goals.
Yeah.
Gabe, I showed you how he does the heebie-jeebies.
Heebie-jeebie.
You take your fingers and you rub them back and forth on your thigh and you go heebie-jeebie, heebie-jeebie. Swear the guy bats 100%. So to call him a liar and he puts a curse on you?
Look,
stupid.
I'm not calling him a liar.
Yeah, you are.
On 94.5 ESPN.
You know what makes me happy? My wife being happy. That's why I go to the jewelry center. Let's be honest, most guys don't have a clue when it comes to buying jewelry. Gabe's one of the smart ones. He got the engagement ring for his wedding and the bands too in 22. They also do repairs for watches and other fine jewelry, like my championship ring. When it needs work, I know where I'll be, taking it to the jewelry center. They have three locations to stop into: Greenfield, Brookfield, Burlington. And if my wife can't tag along, she can look through all the many styles of diamonds and other fine cuts at shoptjc.com. I'm living proof. Happy wife, happy life. The jewelry center will make it happen. Brookfield, Greenfield, Burlington, and online at shoptjc.com. Did that not sound like the other ones? Are you guys happy with that?
Wait, you did that out of spite?
Yes. You said all my other ones sound like a recording, so I didn't want to sound like a recording.
What the bleep was that?
It was a number of different styles.
Yeah.
Like, in the middle there, it kind of, like, went to, like, fighting marching band style.
It's like, it's like on Jimmy Fallon when he hits the thing, and it goes boop, 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 and it's like opera. Boop, 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 boop.
I thought I heard marching band. A little church singing in there, too, towards the end.
Yeah, little hymns.
Yeah.
A little hymnal. Please open up to page 321. Sing along with me. Our hymnal today to open up is Dean Dean the Dancing Machine.
Ron in the Key just said, please never tell Chewy he does the read the exact same way ever again. Oh my gosh. Just so you guys know, the talking text line is popping off right now. Josh just asked, is Chewy drinking again?
It is Thursday.
It is Thursday. Yeah, it's a great question. It's a great question.
Dave says, my God, don't quit your day job, Chewy.
This is his day job.
Dumpy in West Bend just said, is this the 12 days of Christmas?
Yes, again, yeah, I felt it was a little holiday at the beginning. Yeah, we had marching band, we had hymnal. Again, there were a lot of different styles all within that.
Brian from Iguanago says, what is this, JGC the musical?
Oh, gosh, I'm exhausted.
Oh, God. And then someone said, I heard the song coming back. I think that was singing. Wow, Chew. I had a whole thing I was going to do here, but like, I don't even know. Like,
if there, it doesn't feel nothing, like you can follow
there's
it up.
There's nothing I could do here. And now I'm crying, which means that my fake eyelashes are definitely going to fall off. Wow, that was Josh in Lake Geneva said, wow, that was listener abuse. You have singing arrogance. That's what you have.
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. I think that's the best live read that's ever been done in the history of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break.
Try to regroup.
A reset. You want me to do it again coming back?
I'm going to feel silly here because I got to do a live read. I got to follow that.
Well, I think you have no choice, Josh. I don't know what you have to sing. You have to sing your read.
Oh, man.
You have to sing your read, Josh.
I don't
know. No way.
Somebody threw a no-hitter.
Trying to deliver this straight face.
Somebody threw a no-hitter. Now Josh is the pitcher that's going to come out the next day and try to follow it up.
Oh, sorry, Dino.
I don't like the way Jen's looking at me. I'm not singing it. I will not be singing it. I can try and do another Chewy impression of how he actually
does. Yeah, do that.
You know what makes me happy? That's Wanna Parlay. I download the Wanna Parlay app on my phone, and it is so much fun. You can compete against me and all the other Jen, Gabe, and Chewy listeners to see who can combine a few picks and build the best parlay. It's just $2 for a shot at taking home a huge cash prize, and it's a blast and so simple to use. There's new basketball, baseball, hockey, and combat sports contests every single week. Here's what you should do. Download the Wanna Parlay app, click around, and if you decide to upload money to play and get into the action, use promo code JGC for a 100% deposit match for up to $250. So download the Wanna Parlay app. Use promo code JGC and let's play the world's richest parlay today. Code JGC. You must be 18 years or older to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What's the one thing you say almost weekly here on the show?
Less eat.
Try again.
I don't know.
What's the one thing you've got?
Big boobs.
You've got time.
Oh, time.
You've got time.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
We got there.
Took off. I needed a few more hints.
Yeah. What? We put you in a... That's Dave's fault.
On 94.5 ESPN.
ESPN's Fantasy Focus Football Podcast is coming to Green Bay April 23rd. That's coming up quick. Right before the draft. Field Yates, Daniel Dopp, Mike Clay, Liz Loza, and Stefania Bell are doing a live show at the Tundra Trio, and ESPN Wisconsin wants to send you and a friend up to Green Bay to see the show happen live. Right now, callers 3 and 5, callers 3 and 5 win two tickets to ESPN's Fantasy Focus Football live at the Tundra Trio. See the show up close, meet all the hosts, get complimentary food and drinks, and Fantasy Focus Football podcast merch. Callers number 3 and 5, 800-990-3776 right now. You can visit ESPNWisconsinContests.com for full details.
The only way to end the show is to get people's reaction to Chewy's Jewelry Center live read, because there is a lot. On the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776, Kevin says, "My dog was pawing at the door to get out of the house during that song." And then Ron in the Key says, "Josh, you must rap the next read." Stevie in the 414 says, "I just switched over to Nickelback." Apparently, that was a better alternative.
It's an insult to you, Chew.
Josh in Lake Geneva says, "I feel violated." And then if we cruise on over to the YouTube stream, well, they were having similar reaction. Which is worse, Chewy singing or Alex Strofe cone drills?
Oh, Alex Strofe cone drills.
Chew? Chewy's talking, but I can't hear him. Chewy!
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can.
See, Josh cut my microphone off for the fear that I was going to sing. See, now the more they taunt, you know I'm going to do it again.
Oh, yeah. When did the thought cross your mind, I'm going to sing this?
Well, I got into it. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to sound like a recording here. So okay. I'm going to go totally off the wall. You know? It was a little choppy in parts, but for the most part, I thought I kind of nailed it.
Yeah, look.
Because I went...
I think it's going to be...
It was a little choppy in parts is the feedback he's giving himself.
I think it's the best live read in the history of the station.
See, I was trying to go marching band.
Yeah, again, I felt that about halfway through. I felt the marching band thing about halfway through.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think on a scale, I'd give myself a B+.
I thought it was an A+, pal. I thought it was an A+.
Okay.
I was entertained. I was into the whole thing.
Let me give you some of the reaction here. Mr. Davy Boy says, "We need him and Tausch to do a duet." Peter says, "Please don't ever do that again." Kelly says, "That was painful. Please don't sing." Whereas Michael says, "Can Chewy do a heavy metal version of the Jewelry Center?"
Boy.
Now, I like that symmetry, right? Like, it's jewelry and metal and heavy metal.
They have three locations to stop into.
Bum, ba-dum, yeah, bum. Bum.
And if my wife can't tag along, she can look through all the many styles of diamonds.
Now we're in the church. I feel like we're in church.
You know what makes me happy? My wife being happy. That's why I go to the jewelry center.
Needs a little work, I admit.
Yeah, again, but I mean, you freestyled
work it. Workshopping.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
But just a little work. Really, it's almost right there.
I think the heavy metal version would be tough. Like, doing heavy metal a cappella just doesn't work. Like, you need that heavy guitar behind it.
Well, but you could do, like, "You know what makes my wife happy?" Da, 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 da. Yeah. Like, that's heavy metal, right? Like, you could do that, Chew.
How about the rapping version of it? Go to the jewelry center. We could make that work.
Yeah, I think you could. Again, I think you've got a very good base there.
It sounded
there.
A little Run DMC, a little Run DMC.
Well, of course, that's
Chewy's
rap. Chewy, yeah, that's where Chewy wants to live. That's the
you
place
do
to
a little
be.
Elvis. Go to the jewelry
here, Chewy.
Center.
I've got something for you.
What?
Try it with this.
Go. Go to the jewelry center now. Gabe got married in 2022. Our fans are going to leave us in place, so we better just stop.
David just waited saying, Chewy's voice is making my coffee taste bad. Now that is a talent. Someone just waited on the YouTube stream saying, I'm going to have nightmares of Chewy singing. Meanwhile, Green Ranger says, clip it. I think they want us to hold on to that forever for posterity's sake.
I mean, probably submit it for some awards later this year. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, things of that nature.
Oh, yeah. There are awards for, like, best read, best, like, promo and things like that, too. You might have some awards coming up your sleeve. Hey, by the way, speaking of awards, did you guys hear that Nick Saban was nominated for a sports Emmy?
Really?
Best new personality. Isn't he in his 70s? Yeah,
it seems like
he's kind of... Can you be a new personality?
Well, he was coaching for all those years.
That's 100% true. But you think he's a shoo-in for that one, Joshy? Or you think he's going to have some competition from Jason Kelsey, who is also in that category?
Ooh, that's tough. Tough category. It's stiff competition.
Let me see if I can get you guys very quickly the rest of the list there. Because
I mean, I don't know how much deeper it needs to be if those are the two at the top.
Yeah, I mean that...
I mean, nobody else has a chance other than those two.
And I don't know how this goes usually. I'm not a historian on sports media, but it feels like there's probably been somebody who, like, made a debut on ESPN and were, like, on the SEC network and impressed, and they're, like, 24. And then you just go up against incredibly rich and successful and well-known.
Would Brady fall into that category? Because he's got no chance.
He would. Did not get nominated. Straight, did not get nominated for... analyst either, but yeah. Greg Olson did. So I thought that was a little cheeky.
No.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, Jason Kelsey, Nick Saban, Richard Sherman, and Jay Wright are your nominees for Outstanding Emerging On-Air Talent.
That's a two-horse race.
Yeah.
Jason Kelsey and Nick Saban.
That's a two-horse race.
Although I like Jay Wright.
Yeah?
Yeah, he did well.
He's good. Mm-hmm. He's very good. Yeah.
I want to put that on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Gabe says it's a two-horse race between Jason Kelsey and Nick Saban. Of those two, who will win for Outstanding Emerging On-Air Talent?
Emerging. The emerging part is
the funny part.
I don't know how much emerging you're doing at 70.
And frankly, I'm feeling like our guy deserves a nom after that performance. I feel like our guy, Chew, deserves a nom after that performance.
Is he closer to a nomination or being asked off the air?
Nomination.
ARF, man. ARF.
It was an A.
Wildy and Tausch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great one, everybody. We'll see you again tomorrow.